Hey, this is Ollie and welcome to The Body Reset. This podcast has been built to help career-driven professionals and business owners intelligently upgrade their body, energy and personal performance in the modern world. I want to help uncover some of the core concepts, beliefs and frameworks that we've used with thousands of clients to navigate health and performance as we age. If you want more like this, simply subscribe so you never miss the newest episode. Why the key to building muscle is being lazy. This is going to be a fun training. If you struggle with building muscle and you're in your mid-40s and 50s, or you're trying to get into weight training and your body's not responding like it used to, and you've now started to see the inputs or the benefits of weight training and looking at this being part of that sustainability journey, being part of a level of longevity and balance and being able to show up in the way that you want and need, having a level of muscle mass is fairly helpful. But we notice a lot of people, high functioning humans that are getting after it in work, looking after a family, doing all the stuff that you want to get done in a week, and you're really struggling to build, if not even maintain, muscle mass. So I think this is going to be a really helpful training because this comes from personal experience with myself, with also working with hundreds of clients that are in that spot that have struggled with building muscle for quite a while. All right. So for me, I was a fairly hyperactive kid. I got involved in every sport I could, the triathlons, the rugby, the running, the rowing as we moved into high school. And as I started to enjoy the weight training side of things, I wanted to start putting on muscle. I started to notice that, you know, I had no problem doing the training, but I wasn't recovering. I wasn't putting on muscle as quickly as I'd like or as that I saw other people putting on muscle, even though I didn't really feel like they were training as hard. And it took me a long time to really understand this and working with a couple of coaches. I'm a huge fan of working with coaches to see the things that you can't, right? You can know the unknowns, but when you're not sure what you're even looking for, it becomes unknown unknowns. And being able to get coaches to help find what those things were. For me personally, it was the fact that, yes, I could train hard, but I had very little recovery capacity. And as we get older, this becomes more and more important because that recovery does shift over time, and being able to support certain hormones and recovery components is pretty massive as we dive into this a wee bit more. So coming from that rowing background where we were training, you know, once or even twice a day, every day for 2 hours, I had this same momentum when it came to the weight training. I was doing double day sessions. I was training for 2 hours. I was trying to completely exhaust the muscle to the point that I could no longer contract, and it really held me back. And one of the things I learned over the next decade was the ability to slow down and in a lot of ways really define, as I've said today, lazy, being in a point where I actually get good at doing less. Now, for someone who is in this type A personality or someone that's kind of a fidgeter or does a lot of stuff in their day, it's a really nice pursuit because what we're getting towards is the ability to realize results don't come from work if you're not giving the body time to rest. So the first one that I want to really highlight here is that the workout is the stimulus, the rest is the result. And when you look at the weight training session purely as a signal to the muscle to either grow or die, the recovery component becomes a pretty big part of that, right? And I see far too many people do an amazing big workout and then they're a coffee straight after they don't have a meal for another 3-4 hours. They forget to have lunch or dinner's late and then they have 5 hours sleep. When we start looking at these components of actually getting the most out of the body, the biggest part here is the ability to rebuild tissue. And if you're not giving your body that time to repair, then we're in a spot where the workout kind of goes to waste, all right? The stimulus is in the workout, the result is in the rest. Just keep that one in the back of your head. If we take that time to install a level of recovery practices in our day, we might just get that much more out of our workouts. The second one I want to look at, which is a really, really common one, and I think mistake for many, is that you want to focus on one goal with a workout. And I wrote an article on this probably 6-7 years ago now called Chasing Two Rabbits. And the concept here is that if you are going into a workout, define what the goal is. Are you going in there for muscle building and strength, or are you going in there for fitness and cardiovascular? Because what we start to see is this weird combination of workouts. We start to do chest press with burpees, or we do 30 minutes of weights, 30 minutes of cardio. We start to combine all of this stuff together and our body ultimately doesn't get the same result because we're trying to look at, and there's certain pathways here, we're focusing on this mTOR building response through the weight training, and then we're focusing on what's called an AMPK enzyme or response that is now focusing on the breaking down. So being able to get the most out of the workout, you'd be better off doing the 30-minute weight training workout in isolation, and then at a different time of day or different day, doing the fitness circuit or cardio type workout, keeping those two different results, very different signals to the body in different workouts allows the body to build and respond to what you're actually after. If you throw it all together, it just becomes a weird mix of certainly burning calories, but not really achieving the overall goal. The third one I want to address, which ties into the second quite nicely, which is focusing on the ability to isolate and contract. For a lot of people, a big mindset shift to really get results in their weight training efforts is that you don't have to be hot and sweaty every workout. If it's a contraction-based back workout or arm workout of shoulders, the goal is to isolate that very muscle, the deltoid, that little muscle here or a bicep. The goal is not to contract the entire body. And in the initial stages of learning that skill of contracting muscles and really building back an ability to train effectively, going from just contracting everything to being able to really hone in and isolate is very much a skill. And when we look at this through the lens of isolating, it doesn't become that challenging systemically. So being able to be okay with every workout not being a big huffy puffy sweaty workout, but rather achieving the stimulus required in the muscle does require you to be, again, a little bit lazy, because we need to be in a space where you can contract the bicep, you can make the most out of the workout, but you never really got your heart rate really high or really got sweaty. So those become a different workout or a different time of day. For me personally, if I want to get the most out of weight training, I'm going to do that arm workout or that back workout, whatever it might be, in that weight training session. And in the afternoon or a different type of day, I'm going to go for that walk or the run or the mountain bike. So I'm keeping those completely separate. I'm still a hyperactive child at heart, but being able to be lazy in a strategic way around my workouts and how I structure them, what the goal is of them, and how I place that recovery through my day are probably the biggest shifts over the last decade around how I build muscle. And certainly as I'm building back muscle now post-injury, a reminder that's coming back into my head to make sure that I'm making the most of my time through doing less, focusing on a particular result, a very strategic rest in the day, and making sure that my goal of workouts is singular rather than trying to do everything in one workout. So a short but hopefully needed training to get you to hone in on what the goal is. If you don't know what the goal is, if you don't have a structure, then please reach out. We can be able to build out some of those steps. One of the things that we've done a lot of here through our workout reset, through going through our YouTube series, we put up thousands of videos on exercise, or hundreds of videos with thousands of views that really dive into the exercise movement. So if you haven't checked us out on YouTube, or you're watching this on YouTube, go check out the playlist on exercise selection, taking us through how to move, how to contract, really focusing on getting the most out of the workout. One of the things inside our world is how can we get more effective in 20 minutes than most people are in an hour? And the biggest thing here is the ability to focus in on the muscle and contract rather than just systemically move the body around. All right. If you want to build tissue, you want to create a stimulus and response inside the muscle to either drop body fat, build muscle, or just generally be healthy and strong, that is a really, really key part of this. All right. So go check out that YouTube page. Go through our exercise trainings. They're all free. They're all up there. And if you want to go further, we can absolutely help. Hope that was helpful, guys. And we'll see you on the next one. Bye. This episode was brought to you by The Body Reset, world leaders in health and performance coaching. If you love this episode, it would be a massive help if you just share with one person that you think would benefit. I'd also love to hear from you personally on social media or via email if I can help you personally. Until next time, remember, long-term change comes from self-compassion. And thanks for tuning in.